Rai Argentina to the World presents Discovering Argentina. Today, religious tourism in the province of La Rioja.
Las visiones de cielos azules que altivas montañas pretenden tocar, nostálgicos cantos envueltos en tules de viejos recuerdos hoy vuelvo a escuchar. Inmensas llanuras y montes salvajes que visten de blanco las flores de azahar. Mi tierra querida, tus bellos paisajes jamás de mis ojos se habrán de borrar.
The province of La Rioja in northwestern Argentina, about 1,150 kilometers from the city of BA, is known for its natural landscapes and its deep-rooted Catholic tradition. Known as the Paths of the Catholic Spirit of La Rioja Trail, the tour mixes Catholic worship with local rites and traditions that are almost unknown, even for us, for Argentines. But these are traditions which show how the blend of cultures took place once the cruelty of the conquest was over. In the capital of the province, the city of La Rioja, the first landmark in this trail is known as a saint made of orange wood, and it is located in the convent of San Francisco, where the cell and the orange tree planted by Friar San Francisco Solano can be found. Francis arrived in these lands around the 1580s, and he was a missionary. He arrived here after covering on foot the 1,500 kilometers, practically 1,000 miles, separating Lima in Peru from Santiago del Estero.
Avanza el río con un cauce de flechas en la puerta del agua.
Para abrirle canales de sangre a la venganza.
Los abusos y el miedo que asoló a las tinajas han fermentado. A danzar va la muerte en la quebrada que se haga sentir.
On this way, the Spanish friar crossed the present territories of Argentine provinces Salta, Santiago del Estero, and Córdoba, and along the way he had temples built, and he also converted indigenous people into Christianity. There are many accounts of the miracles that the friar performed according to tradition, but the most important one, which was key in his canonization, took place in 1593. There were several Indian tribes that were threatening to advance on the city of La Rioja that had been founded by Spanish conqueror Juan Ramírez de Velasco. According to the legend, Francis came out to find these Indian troops, carrying only his crucifix, his violin, and his prayer book. Legend says that only the music of his violin was necessary for the Indians to lay down their weapons and start listening to the prayers of the friar. Well, speaking about the convent, this is a majestic architectural work from the 16th to 19th centuries, meaning it went through several transformations. It features an Italian style that was later merged into an eclecticism with some Gothic elements. Murals in the church tell the story of the origins of the foundation of the City of All Saints in the New Rioja, originally the full name of the city of La Rioja. The stained glass windows here are of German origin, and there are stone walls giving it a pretty rough, rustic style. There is also a cathedral here with the old image of San Nicolás de Bari, patron saint of the province. There is also the church and convent of Santo Domingo and the church of the Virgen de la Merced, Our Lady of Mercy. As part of the trails, there is one that is known as the churches on the side of the Iron Road, which is part of a road through the plain, El Llano, which basically is a highly arid plateau on the foothills, where there are numerous ancient villages dating back to the time of the conquest. And these follow the tracks of the railway in the province. The churches here were made between the 17th and the 19th centuries, and we can find Santa Rosa de Lima in Patquia, the Shepherd's Hermit that honors the martyrdom of the one who was called the Shepherd of the Humble, Monsignor Enrique Angelelli, and this latter one can be found in Punta de los Llanos. Let's talk a little bit about Bishop Angelelli. He was famous for his strong social commitment in the mid-20th century. And he was part of the group of bishops, very few ones, who stood up to the dictatorship that began in Argentina in 1976. That same year, Angelelli was killed. But media was told that he died in a car crash. It was only this year, 2019, that the Catholic Church recognized that his death was a martyrdom, and then he was declared blessed. Also in this trial we can find the Shrine of the Martyrs. Frenchman Gabriel Longueville and Argentine Juan de Dios Murias in the town of Bajo de Luca. Those are the martyrs, Longueville and Murias. Both priests, together with a lay Catholic, Wenceslao Pedernera, were tortured and murdered by the military dictatorship, also in the late 1970s. In 2018, the Catholic Church beatified them for their death in the service of faith and against the injustice of their regime.
amigos hasta los huesos y se endurecen nuestras entrañas. Por la injusticia, la cobardía, nos va invadiendo la hipocresía. Hay tanta bronca acumulada, tanta traición disimulada, que se nos cierran hasta las manos y el desencanto nos va quietando. Hay que seguir andando no más, hay que seguir andando, hay que seguir andando no más, hay que seguir andando. Muchos no están, hermano mío, y el corazón siente el vacío y corren lágrimas por nuestros rostros. Ellos están junto a nosotros. Por el dolor, la voz callada que nos...
This way we come to the end of this edition of Discovering Argentina. Today we went to the province of La Rioja to do some religious tourism and discover the ancient churches that indicate the history of blend between Catholic tradition and local indigenous rites. This is a feature produced by Silvana Avellaneda. And thus we come also to the end of today's edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English, which was operated by Guillermo Vega and presented by yours truly, Fernando Farias. We hope you enjoyed today's program, and we invite you to join us tomorrow for another show. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.